Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance at our Council General Meeting on Monday the 17th of December at the Parentable Centre starting at 5:30. We have a full house as far as Aldermen are concerned, so there are no apologies. Council acknowledges and pays respect to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land and their elders past, present and emerging. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with the Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Item 1.0 is apologies, and as I've said, we have a full complement of Aldermen here this evening. Item 2.0 is declarations of interest, and I will ask Aldermen if they would let me know of any declarations of interest in any item on the agenda tonight. Do I have any? Alderman Milburn.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to declare an interest in 5.5, second part.
Second part of 5.5, thank you. Any others? No. Moving on to item 3.1, confirmation of minutes. Item 3.1.1, Council meeting of the 26th of November. Do I have a mover for that?
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Do I have a seconder, please?
Seconded.
Thank you, Alderman Murphy. Alderman Perry.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor. Procedural. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Murphy.
Nothing further.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2 is public question time, and item 3.2.1 are responses to questions raised at prior meetings. Do I have a mover for the recommendation of those responses, please? Thank you. Alderman Hollister, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Alderman Milburn. Alderman Hollister? Thank you, Alderman Milburn. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.3, questions without notice from the public. Is now your opportunity to ask questions of this council. As has been our practice in the past, you are allowed to ask two questions, and I would ask your preamble to be as brief as possible and start with your name and your home address, please.
Thank you very much. First of all, I hope you all have a very nice, happy Christmas. My name is Wendy Hilditch. I live at 41 Murray Street, East Devonport. On the 4th of September 2018, I asked a question of the council with regards to the property at 26 North Caroline Street in East Devonport. Knowing that in 2006 this particular land, or the whole parcel of land out there between Tarleton Street and Caroline Street, was rezoned by this council back to residential A, with the intent that current businesses that were on the property could remain there with usage until they were closed down for a specific period of time. Then that usage left and the properties then, or the land, reverted back to residential A. I had a response from the council saying that the site has an existing permit for a transport department. However, this particular block of land and the depot that's there has been vacant for approximately about 9 years. So I can't understand how, after a period of 9 years, that it has still got a right to be a transport depot when the council law was that after 2 years and when it becomes vacant, it reverts back to residential A. Now, currently there is a a large trucking company out there, a big logging company, and they are operating out of that particular building, which previously was known as Thorpe's Transport. So they are out there operating, have been out there for some months now. Now, and the letter I got back said that the site has an existing permit for a transport depot. The underlying zone is of no consequence if existing use rights or an applicable permit is in place. If the business operating from 26 North Carolina Street is deemed to be transport activity, then no permission is required. Well, I dispute that.
So your question, Ms. Hill?
I'm questioning that answer. I do believe that it has reverted back to residential, as was the case also with the carpet factory. If you recall, the carpet factory reverted back to residential because it was closed for quite a number of years. And for the potato factory to be able to operate there, they had to come to council to get permission to operate out of that. This company has not had permission from the council. And also approximately 8 or 9 months ago, a company did approach the council to have that particular block of land rezoned, and that application was knocked back by the tribunal, the government tribunal.
Thank you, Ms. Hill.
Okay, now before I finish, I would just like to finish up on one issue. I have contacted the Tasmanian Planning Commission. They have thanked me for my inquiry with regarding to 26 North Caroline Street. According to the zone maps of the Devonport Interim Planning Scheme 2013, this property is zoned general residential.
Thank you, Ms. Hilditch.
Thank you. So if that could be looked into, thank you.
I'll take that on notice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Right. I wish all the councillors a Merry Christmas, and we hope to see you all again next year. Right, Trevor Smith, 7 Glen Court, Devonport. Dear Chairperson, I wish to submit this question. Could you please tell me why you had to purchase new parking technology at the front of Parnapple Building, which is totally different to the ones in Stewart Street and elsewhere in the Living City? The elderly, which are majority of your rate base, will easily get confused, and with these new meters, I had a few elderly citizens that asked for help to work out this machine. I even had difficulty myself. These are the same machines the Hobart ratepayers are concerned with using.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. I'll take it on notice.
Right, next one. At the last council meeting in November, it was mentioned that the 25-metre pool was going to be closed for renewing the broken tiles on the floor of the pool. Could you please tell me if you are also going to replace the rusty, flaking cables that are holding up the air ducts in place over the whole of the indoor pool complex with G316 stainless steel cables, which should have been used in the first place during construction?
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank
you.
Take
that on notice. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Oh, beg your pardon, any other questions?
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. Devonport City Council agenda item 4.2, page 50, table 2. Summary of representations. I'll quote the paragraph. The issues raised by the representatives that are not relevant to the determination of this application will be discussed in a subsequent report to be provided to Council early next year. My question is, will that report, when it is provided to Council, be discussed in an open Council meeting or a closed session?
It will be in an open session. Thank you.
Thank you. Question 2. Queen Mary Rest Park. What is the expiry date on the application for the use of the park? And can you tell me if any conditions or bonds were placed on the use of the park? I'd prefer the answer in writing, if it's okay.
In that case, that will be the case. Thank you.
Thank you. Third question.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Malcolm Gardam, 4 Maywatt Drive, Mindetta. Question one. Considering the Pitt and Sherry Living City Waterfront Precinct traffic impact assessment focused more on the impacts of the hotel private apartments development than the new parkland and provided a document normally required to be submitted by the developer, will Council confirm the cost of the report and whether the developer will pay its share of the cost?
Thank you, Mr. Garden.
Through you, Madam Mayor. The traffic impact assessment was a report that Council commissioned in 2015, I think it was, 16. It was updated in relation to the hotel, but also in relation to the waterfront park, and that has been taken into consideration in relation to the negotiations with the hotel developer.
Yeah, thank you. That's sort of a yes, they will pay part of.
Thank you.
Question two.
Thank you, Mr. Gardam.
On the 10th of July 2018, I received the following table from the General Manager in relation to a question seeking clarification on residual Living City loan amounts. And it's a series of properties that have that the residual amounts apply to. The last two, of course, was the purchase of Fenton Way. One is $2 million, one is $2.4 million. Noting the last two entries in the table for loans against purchase of 17 Fenton Way, being the old Harvey Norman building, is recorded as two separate amounts. Will Council confirm if the building was purchased in two halves with payments attributed to two financial years?
I'll take that on notice, Mr. Gardam. Thank you.
Thank you. Foreshadow a third question.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you, Mayor. Bob Vellacott, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Mayor, I refer to the waterfront precinct subdivision that is on the agenda tonight. As this property is owned by ratepayers and held in trust by council, who has, I understand, the right to stipulate the size of the allotments and the other conditions, providing, of course, they comply with existing regulations pertaining to the site, that will not only enhance the area, but also achieve the best possible deal for ratepayers. I ask the following question. Would you please inform who in council recommended or stipulated that the sizes of the block of land for the proposed waterfront hotel and apartment should be? And who also decided and gave instructions that the service road for the hotel be owned, constructed and maintained by council?
So that's your two questions, Mr. Vellacott? Thank you. Did you want
to... Well, that's part of the first one, yes.
Through you, Madam Mayor. In relation to the process for reaching the determination as to the size of the area, they are matters that have certainly been workshopped with Council over a period of time. If you're asking for who made the recommendations, the process is that, as you would understand, following extensive discussions and negotiations, not only with the developer but also reporting back through the Council, the report was prepared by Mr. Atkins and it was supported by myself. So if you're asking who the officers were, it would be myself and Mr. Atkins.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mayor, would you have no hesitation in saying that what is planned does not favour the future purchaser and developer, but gives the best possible return to the ratepayers? So who's getting the best deal out of this?
In my view, Mr. Vellacott, over a long period of time, we're both getting a fairly good deal. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll reserve the right for another.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Peter Stegman, 118 River Road, East Devonport. On page 22 of this week's agenda refers to the two-lot subdivision. There is listed under the heading Attachments the names of five people who have made representations. I cannot find any representations attached to the hard copy of the agenda, and neither were they available at the desk where the agenda was available to the public. The question is there any reason for this, and have you or any other alderman had the representations made available to you, and have you read them?
Yes and yes.
And through you, Madam Chair, there's a folder just out here at the reception area that includes all of the representations and all of the attachments. If you weren't referred to that area to view those documents, I apologise for that, and we will certainly make sure that the staff in the reception area understands that this is where the documents are. So there's two folders, or there is a folder out there that's got all of the attachments in them, so available for the public to peruse.
So this is a new policy now that it won't be in the normal agenda, is that correct?
It has been for probably about 18 months. If you understand, this particular agenda is something like nearly 400 pages in length, and in an effort to save ratepayers' money and to reduce costs, the actual agenda itself is provided in hard copy, and the attachments, it's clearly stated on the document that the attachments are available online or in hard copy here, but there's only one copy of them.
Yeah, I just said they're attached and I couldn't find them attached. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to wish all the councillors Merry Christmas and to welcome our new councillors. And my name's Jenny Clare, 57 Gunn Street, Devonport. Oh, sorry. My name's Jenny Clare, 57 Gunn Street, Devonport. The Living City project was first talked about over 20 years ago. It's been a long process to get to where we are today at this momentous turning point in Devonport's history, which may see the skyline and character of the city changed forever. Our aldermen have an onerous task before them tonight. We've seen various iterations of the Living City come and go, but the intent of the plan throughout has been to make Devonport a vibrant city by opening up the CBD to the heart of Devonport, the beautiful Mersey River. Further, the Living City has had as its espoused aim the provision of amenity for the people of Devonport. Yet today, the council has before it a plan for a hotel and residential apartments on the prime site in Devonport, housed in a building seven stories high. Further, this building contains no community room, no observation deck, in short, nothing for the people of Devonport. My question for council is this: will the council return to the espoused aims of the Living City project by rejecting the two planning applications on the agenda tonight and seeking a plan for the hotel which includes amenity for local people? Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Ms. Clare. As you're obviously aware, there that item is on the agenda for tonight. Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, Mayor. My name is Jodie Wilkinson, 79 Watkinson Street in Devonport, and my question is through you to the General Manager or the Deputy General Manager. It's in relation to the Living City, the reference group. I was previously a community representative on the Living City reference group. We haven't met for quite some time. In fact, the last correspondence that I've had from council was back in August, and that was in relation to a tour of the opening of this building. So my question is, as I said, to either the General Manager or the Acting General Manager, is that reference group still active?
Thank you, Ms. Wilkinson. Mr. General Manager.
Yes, through you, Madam Chair. Certainly the Living City Reference Group was initially established to work with council through stage one. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not It's not that it's been forgotten, but certainly preparing for stage two, it isn't, certainly hasn't been considered about calling that reference group together again. But if we could certainly give that some consideration and certainly come back to you in relation to that. Because I understand yourself and the other members obviously would like some clarity on that.
We'd like some clarity and I think some feedback about that. That would be great. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else who hasn't yet had the opportunity to ask a question who would like to? No? In that case, I'll
I have a right of third question.
I'll go back in the order that we had the questions. Thanks, Mr. Vellacott. Mr. Russell.
Can I ask questions about the draft annual plan at council meetings or infrastructure works and development meetings?
We currently have an annual plan.
Draft annual plan, yes.
The annual plan has been approved. It was approved at the general at the annual general meeting. No, at the last meeting of in June, whenever that was.
Through you, Madam Mayor. There's an annual report and there's an annual plan.
Yeah, I might have the wrong one. What's the draft one?
When the document for the annual plan is submitted to council, the cover records that it's a draft, and then it is adopted by council, which happened in June. So, if you got a copy of that at the time, it would have draft on it because it hadn't at that stage been considered by the council.
Okay, so I can ask questions about it at council meetings?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Gardam.
I refer to and include the following in my question. On the 10th of July 2018, I received the following table from the General Manager in relation to a question seeking clarification on residual Living City loan amounts. The question I had at that time was in relation to the line items identified as Living City in the loan debt summary on page 22 of the community budget session dated 13th of June 2018. Will you please identify the specific element that each of these Living City loans was applied to, as in the case with the other loans listed. And under the purchase of 2026 Best Street was a figure of $5 million. On the 11th of December 2018, I received the following response from the General Manager in relation to a question seeking further clarification on Living City residual loan amounts. My question at that time, is the residual loan amount on Harris Scarf, Precision Exhaust, Action Glass, still $5 million as part of the approximate $8.5 million, which is actually $10.2 million, I believe, that was outstanding on Living City property loans, separate to the Stage 1 loans? The response was, the amount borrowed for the purchase of Harris Scarf was $4.4 million, which in actual fact, I believe, was reported in the paper as $4.2 million. Was 4.4. Council funded the purchase of the other property with cash. The proportion of the current loan which is attributed to the loan for Harris Scarf property at 30th of November was $4 million. Noting the advice as to the residual loan amount on purchase of 2026 Best Street was $5 million on the 10th of July and only $4 million on the 11th of December, along with advice that no reduction to the consolidated Living City loans outside of Stage 1 has occurred since the end of the 2016-17 financial year, will Council please advise which value is correct and why the other is not?
Thank you, Mr. Gardam. I think it's asked and answered, but I'll ask the General Manager if he wants to add anything else in writing.
Through you, Madam Chair. I obviously don't have the letter of the 10th of July in front of me. You're quoting a number of figures that I don't also have in front of me. The figures that were provided to you last week by correspondence, a three-page letter, I think it was, outlined the $4.4 million is the amount that was borrowed and that there is now just on $4 million that is outstanding. That is the correct figure. If you've been provided with other incorrect figures, I'll need to refer to those letters tomorrow and actually try and work out why that was the case.
Well, I've given a copy. It's all there.
Thank you, Mr. Gardam.
Thank you very much. And just a Merry Christmas to everyone, and I'll see you in the new year.
Thank you, Mr. Gardam. Mr. Bellacott, did you have a third question?
Thank you.
Thank you. Because we're nearly out of time.
What about the prelude before? due to the obvious excessive amount of work in Providore Plant.
I will ask the people in the gallery to give Mr. Bellacott, he has the floor, to give him due process. Thank you.
Thank you. Due to the obvious excessive amount of work in Providore Place, not including the initial budgeted construction cost of $9,500,000 and the $850,000 for fit-outs since the completion of the structure about November 2017, can Council give an assurance that the financial return for the head lease agreement and amendments will be in accord with the requirements of the State Economic Regulator, the National Competition Policy, and the Council of Australian Government? To put in more simple terms, so as my question hopefully cannot be misinterpreted, will Providore Place Devonport Proprietary Limited, or will be provided with premises that are or will be subsidised courtesy of the Devonport ratepayers?
Mr. Bellacott, as we've already had several discussions around this, I simply want to say that we will meet all of our obligations as regarding reporting, regarding auditing, regarding all of those standards that we need to meet. Thank
so they do comply?
I have absolutely
every
confidence that we would meet all of our obligations.
With those three...
Thank you, Mr. Bellacott. Thank you, everyone. We'll move on. Did you want to make a third question? Did you have a third question? Thank you. We've got about a minute and a half. Thank you.
I'd just like to talk about the consultation time for the hotel planning application.
Ms. Clare, you need to have a question?
Which was 14 days. Then the Parkland one was doubled to 28 days, which is finishing today. Will the council provide more consultation for the community? Because I'm aware that there are a lot of people in Devonport who haven't looked at the Parkland plan. They know nothing about it. And I feel that the council... I would ask the question, can the council please advertise this plan a lot more widely than just the four measures that are required, even if you're just putting up a shed in your backyard? This is a lot more important than that. Thank you.
Ms. Clare, we already have gone way beyond what we need to do, but I will defer to the General Manager as far as community consultation.
Through you, Madam Chair. In relation to the application that's on the agenda for tonight, that is an external to council application, and under the law, it's to be advertised for 14 days, which is exactly what occurred. In relation to the waterfront precinct, council made the determination to, because it is also the applicant for that particular project, to double that to the 28 days. There has been articles in the local newspaper. It's been heavily promoted in other circles. We had over 100 people attend a community meeting here, and so the intention from here is that certainly that council will be provided with a detailed report on the representations around that in the next month or so. It will probably be most likely the February meeting that will outline that consultation. If there are other people that want to still have a view but is not a part of the formal planning process, they're still welcome to send information in. But the formal planning process gives the representatives appeal rights that you wouldn't normally have outside of that advertising period.
Thank you. Moving on to item 3.3, questions on notice from Alderman. At the time of the compilation of the agenda, we did not have any questions on notice from the Alderman. Item 4.0, planning authority matters. I now announce that Council intends to act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act of 1993 for the consideration of agenda items 4.1 to 4.2. Council is required by Regulation 8, bracket 3 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations of 2015 to deal with items as a planning authority under the LUPA 1993 in a sequential manner. The following items are to be dealt with at the meeting, at this meeting of Council in its capacity as a planning authority. Item 4.1 is PA 2018.0174, which is a two-lot subdivision, and item 4.2 is PA 2018.0160, visitor accommodation and residential at 2 to 18 and 20 to 26 Best Street. So, item, let me just find it. Item 4.1, PA 2018.0174, the two-lot subdivision of 218 and 20 to 26 Best Street and 74 Rook Street. We have a recommendation. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Do I have a seconder for that recommendation? Thank you, Alderman Hollister. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This is merely a progression, or I shouldn't say merely, it's a big project, of course, but this is a progression of our Living City project, and we need to subdivide the land in question to complete the next stage. There were five representations received from members of the community, and we thank them for those, but they've been answered appropriately by our planning department, and I look forward to this progressing tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Hollister. Thank you.
I think this is probably one of the most important developments we've had. This being stage two, I fully support it. There's been a lot of representations. Most of them, I think, have been answered through letters, backwards and forwards. If people want to appeal with things, they can. Conditions and adjustments can be made, even by the developer. And I just hope that this hotel, when it is developed, is economically successful. I've said for about 10 years that it should have a casino in it, and I hope that the day doesn't come where I'm proved to be right. That's all I wish to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. I don't know if you can see my light on or not from here. It's a bit bright today. Thank you. Look, I just have a question, and I do understand that on page 22 it does say, although the issues raised are relevant in regards to the representations to the Living City project, they are not relevant to the discretion being exercised and therefore cannot be considered in this report. I do take that into consideration. But I just have a question in relation to page 31 of that report, and it's from Merseylink. And I'd just like to ask the question that perhaps what is brought up in that letter from Alan Pedley, the general manager there, it was about the bus interchange there. He has major concerns about a crossing being there. We're actually increasing the buses coming through there, and I do believe, according to all the reports we've had, and they've been very, very thorough, that we've got about 110 visits at least a day on average of buses there.
I think we're talking about item 4.2.
Am I? No? This is in 4.1.
Oh, they've put it in both. I apologise.
But that's what I'm saying.
But again, I would
remind question
you.
Is that if we're talking about a concern by a company that must have representation, if it can't be seen into this, can it be made relevant for the next point is all I'm asking
and
as advice before we vote.
We've already made that quite clear that
right.
That will be the case. I don't think we need to add any more. That'll be part of all of those representations that have relevance to the parkland process will be part of our considerations.
This has nothing to do with the parkland.
Well, it is because it's part of that development. the inclusion of the bus.
Well, my question is, I thought this would be to do with the development of the hotel, because it's on that hotel site in front of the Living City, in front of this Parenacle Centre. It's not over where the parklands are of concern. So all I want to know is it relevant, the letter that has been represented here, is it relevant to 4.2?
Thank you. Did you want to add
anything? Through you, Madam Chair. In relation to the submission by Merseylink, they've certainly submitted in the same letter basically for all three development applications. And the issues surrounding access to and the bus interchange and those sort of things are all being worked through not only with Merseylink but also with the Department of State Growth, who are required to have input into that process along with our traffic engineering staff. And so their concerns are certainly not being ignored.
No.
And certainly will form part of further considerations as it goes forward.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Thank you, Alderman Charman. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close. Thank you.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2, the PA2018.0160, visitor accommodation and residential at 2 to 18 and 20 to 26 Best Street. Do I have a mover for that recommendation? There's lots of those. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please? Thank you, Alderman Hollister. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Alderman Hollister. Thank you.
My view hasn't changed at all. I think it's a very important development for Devonport, and no need to add any further.
Thank you, Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Yeah, I agree with Alderman Hollister. Nearly an extension of what we've done for, what is it now, five or six years. And this was the next step. Again, there were six representations from the community and some good representations. But I think we're looking at a project that will never meet universal approval in the City of Devonport. And we have to push on, and we are pushing on to develop this under the auspices of our ratepayers and our citizens, and to give Devonport a chance to compete with other centres of similar size, not only in Tasmania but in Australia. And I, in fact, think it's a momentous day that we've got to this stage, and I'm looking forward to it progressing after this. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Alderman Murphy?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I would like to add a condition, if the mover will agree to.
Do you want to tell us what it is, and then they can make
it'll
that,
be a so new condition in relation, so it will be form part of the infrastructure section, so it'll be new condition 12, that this permit is subject to the developer negotiating a suitable ingress and egress from the lower ground car park on the northern side of the building onto the adjacent property, generally in accordance with the traffic impact assessment or to the satisfaction of the road authority. So condition 12 then becomes condition 13.
Does Alderman Perry and Alderman Hollister and Alderman Perry have any issue with that?
I'm happy as a seconder to accept that.
Mr. Alderman Hollister, do you have any problem with that addition?
What's the change again, please?
It's up now.
This will have to go to the state transport or so forth.
Through you, Madam Mayor, Now, this is just clarifying a position in relation to the access to the hotel on the northern side. And so from a, basically from a staff perspective, it would increase the understanding, I suppose, of the permit. And so therefore, we certainly don't have an issue with that particular wording.
Okay.
Okay, so the mover and the seconder are happy for that change to be made. Did you have anything else to add, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, I think, as you know, looking at the representations, there is some genuine concern. But with this project and its significance, I think we will need to be conscious moving forward as a council when we're looking at our parking strategy. There, in reading the report from Pitt and Sherry, it did raise a number of issues, and moving forward there is something that we will need to consider, the impact of local parking, and it's something that we'll need to be very mindful of.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman?
Thank you. In relation to Alderman Murphy, just commenting on parking, I think let's not be mindful, let's make a change right now. There's not enough parking. Full stop. I think it's the only mistake we're making. I welcome the hotel development, don't get me wrong. We're making a huge mistake here. We've got 20 plus 24 car park spaces being made for 12 residential apartments and 137 hotel rooms. You've got to be kidding me. Plus, on page 57, it does say in here with the application, hotel room numbers are 137, residential apartments 12, with the option to increase to 21 within the proposed four plans. There's 21 more. So I think we need to make sure that it's sorted out now instead of just being mindful, if I can be in respect to the comments coming from the gallery. Bear with me. Don't talk.
Thank you.
So I'm just saying I think we need to sort this out here and now, because it's too late once we get to this point where we allow this to happen. And I'm wondering again if the mover and the seconder are willing to look at the fact that we need more car park spaces for this developer to put this application in and to develop, because we're not doing it correctly. And it's going to be something we really regret.
Thank you. Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Mr. Mountney, did you want to respond to that in any way, please?
That's better. Yep, so through you, Madam Mayor, certainly. So under our planning scheme, so page 48 of the report, or page 48 on the agenda, sorry, that shows under our planning scheme we've got a local parking area code. And if you fall into our local area parking scheme, which is highlighted on that map, from the planning point of view, there's no actual requirements to provide car parking. So that's all. I just wanted to note that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any I understand that, but I would like to see that we have provision for more car park spaces to be put to this developer, no matter what, and right now. This is it. This is the time we should be doing
Thank
it.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Unless there's some changes from the mover and seconder, that's... No? Okay. Thank you. In that case, Alderman Innes?
I agree the situation with the parking. It's certainly, I know the code says something, but I agree that not many parks, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on the other parking around the town. So.
Thank you. Alderman Hollister to close. Thank you.
Under our planning scheme, what's the proposal is allowable. It's probably not ideal, but that's how the planning scheme is in Devonport. And in a lot of other areas, there's a lot of hotels where they don't have parking at all. There's some here. I would probably rather see more car parking, but under our planning scheme, and we're sitting as a planning authority, this is allowable. So I don't wish to change it any further.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? I will ask for a show of hands. Those in favour? Alderman Hollister, Alderman Laycock, Alderman Milburn, Alderman Perry, Alderman Rockcliffe. Those against? Alderman Alexu, Alderman Ennis, Alderman Jarman, Alderman Murphy. The motion is carried. Thank you very much. Moving on. Item 5.1, tender report for contract CT0208 Bishops Road renewal. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
You do, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Alderman Hollister. Alderman Laycock.
The due diligence has been done here, Mayor, so I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Hollister.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2, the title of elected council members. There are two recommendations there. Do I have a mover for one or the other, please?
Yes. Do. Oh, sorry. You go ahead.
Alderman.
Oh, you do me. Sorry.
Which one? Item option one,
right.
A or B?
Option B, to adopt the title of council in reference to elected members, elected representatives.
I'm happy to second that.
Option B. Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Thank you. I think the time's come for us to move forward and get into probably the 21st century. We've had this title for a long time. And it'll be good to not have to explain why women are called aldermen. I really don't have a problem either way. I've lived with it for a lot of years. I understand why it came in and all about it, but we have an opportunity here now to move forward with it. So that's my line of thinking. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Jarman.
I certainly haven't got a problem with man in the name, hence my surname. So I certainly haven't got a problem with the man part of it at all. However, alderman is a funny word. If you say to somebody you're an alderman, they want an explanation. If you say you're a councillor, they get an idea. And we note it's in the Act. Alderman is not referred to in the Act. You've got to say councillor or alderman and add to it, because it's not even in the Act. Even on page 300 and, I don't know what, 294 in the, the General Manager's report on 299, there's actually legislation in there, and it refers to councillors. It doesn't say anything about aldermen. So I certainly have an issue with that. It's certainly nothing about gender. It's just that I think it's an old-fashioned term that we should get rid of. Bernie's gotten rid of it. Launceston's gotten rid of it. I think it's just the norm now. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Ennis.
I wholeheartedly agree with the change.
Thank you. Alderman Hollister.
Well, probably a bit traditional. I think it probably comes from England, and I don't need to get rid of all the old things that make our democracy what it is today.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed, ma'am.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those against? I'll ask for a show of hands, please. Those in favour? Alderman Alexu, Alderman Ennis, Alderman Jarman, Alderman Laycock, Alderman Milburn, Alderman Murphy, Alderman Perry, Alderman Rockcliffe. Those against? Alderman Hollister. The motion's carried. Thank you, councillors. Moving on to item 5.3 is the pensioner parking review. Do I have a mover for
so
the
moved.
Recommendation? Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
Seconded.
Alderman Hollister. Oh, official, sorry. Councillor Jarman. Just reminded.
Fix it.
It's going to take a bit of getting used to.
It will.
Councillor Jarman.
Thank you.
I'll try really hard.
Yeah, fair enough too. Look, there's been a lot of work done on this. This is not done lightly. I'm sure that people out there, there'll be some that will criticise, some that will be thankful. I think this will make it a lot easier for everybody concerned. And this has been a huge amount of work done behind the scenes by the staff. They've been amazing. to make our job easier, certainly, for us to make some decisions to make this happen. So I certainly wholeheartedly agree with this and the system that they've come up with. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Hollister.
Yes, I think this is a huge improvement on what we've had in the past. I've probably been through the process for pensioner parking quite a few times over the years, and this is by far the best.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. I think it's been said by now, but I just want to make the comment that a lot of elderly people have said it's very stressful if they, you know, they can't work it out. This is a much simpler way. So well done to everybody for bringing this forward.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Where's my little mouse? Lost it. Here we are. Item 5.4, payment of aldermen's allowances, expenses and provision of facilities policy. Just a reminder that we are allowed to... Just a reminder that as aldermen, we are, as councillors, we are allowed to make decisions around those benefits. I might just ask, I'm going to call you alderman now, the general manager to just clarify that just for the sake of the people in the gallery. Thank you.
Yes, through you, Madam Mayor, the process is that under the Act, any time that the councillor is considering matters relating to allowances and provision of service, etc., for the actual council itself, is exempt from the pecuniary interest processes.
Thank you. In which case, I will ask for a mover and a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Hollister. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second it, ma'am.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Hollister.
Yes, this comes forward, I believe, every year, especially after elections. It's done by a tribunal, I believe, so they've done their usual work. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
So do we change the title?
I'm sure we will.
Okay.
In due course. Thank you. No other comments? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.5, the minutes of the annual general meeting of the 10th of December. We have two parts to the recommendation. And I would ask that we have a motion that Council accepts the minutes for the annual general meeting, which was held. And then we will move on to the second part.
I'll move motion one. Thank you,
Mayor. Second.
Thank you, Councillor Perry and Councillor Jarman. Any comments, Councillor Perry?
Yeah, the minutes are an accurate reflection of the annual general meeting, so we should approve it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman.
Just good to get them out of the way before Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. The second part of that motion, I will ask Councillor Milburn to... Thank you. So we have two options. Do I have a mover for option one or option two, please?
I'll try option one to start with, if I may.
I'll second that.
Option one. Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, and look, I think we need to make sure that we understand the actual wording of this. And the wording, I'm just... Bear with me here, because I'm trying to find the wording of it. Oh, here it is, sorry, on page 288. It was to review all current commercial in-confidence contracts agreements with the intention of releasing or making available any content or information that can be reasonably argued should be in the public domain. So it doesn't mean across the board release everything we've ever done in commercial in-confidence. So I think it's reasonably to look at the fact that the point it's trying to make is that it's anything that should be in the public domain should be out there. So I agree with that. Up to the other aldermen, councillors, to look at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, I agree with Councillor Jarman. I think if we look at this, the intent of what Mr. Vellacott was trying to achieve as a new councillor, I think it'd be relevant for, in considering the numbers of new councillors who were not involved in any of that process, and taking into consideration that the Living City project is still ongoing, it would be relevant or pertinent that we are fully abreast of the historical issues that have occurred, and also to provide us with necessary support and information moving forward. I think that I agree with Councillor Jarman that obviously there are legislative requirements that we would have to meet in relation to commercial and confidence, but I think some fresh eyes over some of that is not going to go astray.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I won't be supporting the recommendation, and I'll just read a section of the motion from Mr. Vellacott. It says, making available any content and or information that can be reasonably argued should be in the public domain. That is all contracts, agreements between, well, there's six people mentioned. So it's either one or the other. It's either all contracts and agreements or some that can be reasonably argued. Now, that's ambiguous and unacceptable in my view, and I made that known on the night. I think, you know, this theory that this almost theory of that we're, you know, there's some sort of conspiracy going on in closed session because we don't divulge certain information, really, you know, really is disappointing. You know, I have faith in the senior management team to decide what should be discussed in closed session and what should not. I don't think we need any legal advice on that. I think the general manager and his team certainly make sound decisions on that. And it's fair to say any decision that is made in closed council is eventually audited to within an inch of its life anyway. So if there's anything happening in there that the cynics believe is happening, it will be found, it will be caught. So this idea that we need to flesh out everything that should be in confidence, and we are dealing with private enterprise, we are dealing with private people that don't want their business, as we should, as they're entitled to, splashed across the community. And I think this will give rise, this option one will give rise to that and cause some confusion and put pressure, further pressure, on our management team to decide what should be in confidence and what should not. And as I said, it is audited eventually, and those items that are decided in closed council, when they reach resolution and can be divulged to the public, certainly are, in my 9 years' experience on council. So I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis.
I think that we need to be, and there's a lot talked about, open and transparent, and everyone sort of talks about it, but I think this motion is trying to get to the point that anything that that can be should be, and it needs to be reviewed.
Thank you. Alderman Hollister.
By law, council under the Local Government Act, I presume, plus other acts, has to comply with confidentiality when it's suitable, and I believe this council always has, and presumably will into the future.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yes, Mayor.
Alderman Lacra.
Thank you. I'll be voting against this motion for the following reasons. Wherever possible, council make information public. The overwhelming majority of items are considered in open session, far more than some other councils. Some councils even do their tender process in closed session. However, there'll always be a small amount of business that is commercial in confidence. Businesses sometimes provide council with information on the understanding that it remains confidential. We need to honour and respect their right to do this. Otherwise, who will want to do business with us in the future? For example, do you think that Harris Scarf or Hudson's Coffee want the world to know about their terms of their lease? I don't think so. And if we're going to make the confidential information of businesses and individuals public, we need to tell them up front before they provide that information. Not tell them one thing and then go back on our word. Once again, we'd look pretty unprofessional. At the end of each closed session of council, I have to say councillors get to say what they want to be made public. The council in the past have done this and released everything that they've considered appropriate. Why would we waste ratepayers' money on legal advice, staff resources, just because one of our council's biggest critics think we should? And they're the reasons I'm voting against this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Any other comments? I can't support the motion either. I take on board Councillor Murphy's comments around the new alderman needing to have information. And as I'm sure you would agree, that's already started. There's been several workshops and that information will be available to councillors. But that doesn't necessarily mean it needs to be reviewed to go into the public domain without the new councillors particularly, but all of us being up to speed on the history, etc. So that is available to you without this motion going forward. And I certainly take on board, and I guess it probably sounds a little defensive as in a councillor that's been around the table for a while now, but we certainly do make everything available that we consider appropriate, and I don't see the need to go back over old ground to look at that. Certainly going forward, we will continue to review what we make available and what we don't, and again, taking into consideration the Act and people's privacy. That's all I need to say. Alderman Jarman, you need to close.
Yes, and look, I'll take on board what everyone's saying. I take on board what everybody is saying. I have a background in real estate, commercial real estate. I understand about confidentiality, especially with leases. I'm not saying that I want everything out there. It's what should be allowed for the public to see what we are discussing. It's opening up a little bit more communication. And we are seeking legal advice if this went through to ensure that we're not just opening up a can of worms and putting everything out there that people need to have that is needing to be confidential. That's all this, it's reviewing and seeing what should be out there for the public domain. That's all. So that's why I thought it was a fair notice of motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour of option one as discussed, please say aye. Those against? No. I will ask for a show of hands. Those in favour of option one, Alderman Alexou, Alderman Ennis, Alderman Jarman, Alderman Murphy. Those against, Alderman Hollister, Alderman Laycock, Alderman Perry, Alderman Rockcliffe. The motion is for all, so therefore it is lost. Do we need to put the second part? No. Done. Thank you. Sorry, could you ask? Thank you. We're on to item 6.1. Thank you. Alderman Milburn is back in the room. Councillor Milburn, I'll get it eventually. Give me a year or so. Item 6.1 is workshops and briefing sessions held since the last council meeting. Do I have a...
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
I can second that.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Jarman.
The new councillors were very busy as soon as they got elected. And that just shows in all the workshops that we've held since the election.
And
I will ask the people in the gallery to please either be quiet or perhaps leave the room if you need to have a discussion. Thank you.
So it's a big learning process for all of us with the things that we've done so far, so I look forward to what we do in the new year. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. No, it's the report's an accurate reflection of what we've discussed in a period of time, so nothing further than that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman, Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2 is the Mayor's monthly report. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please?
You do, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Milburn. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. A very full agenda you've had recently, as you do every month, and we're very pleased you're out there representing our council.
Thank you. Councillor Milburn. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the General Manager's Report for December 2018. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Perry.
Second.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman. Alderman Perry.
Comprehensive report again, as always. So keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, just like to point out Cradle Coast Regional Futures Plan, an excellent report if people have got time to read it. Great to see the Cradle Coast Authority moving forward with something a little bit different, and certainly something that I'd like to see this council adding to in the future as well, with the other eight councils. And I find it just a real positive message. And good to see the Mary Binks Memorial has been sorted. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.4 are the unconfirmed minutes of the Cradle Coast Authority Annual General Meeting and Reps Meeting of 22nd of November. Do I have a mover, please? Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
I can second that.
Councillor Perry, thank you. Councillor Hollister.
No, it's all in the report. I don't think if you take the time to read, you'll find all the answers you want.
Thank you very much. Councillor Perry.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1, Infrastructure Works and Development Committee meeting of the 10th of December. Do I have a mover for the minutes, please?
So moved.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy, do I have a seconder?
You do, Mayor.
Councillor Laycock. Councillor Murphy.
Nothing further. It was an interesting process being our first one as the new council, so it's all there.
Excellent. Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
It's all in the report, Mayor.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? Councillor Murphy to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 8.0. I need a motion to move into closed session, please.
Happy to second.
Perry, and Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Nothing to add. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. I thank you all for your attendance. I wish you all the very best wishes for the season, and I'm sure we'll see you all again in the new year. Thank you. And the meeting closes at 6:39.